The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. We begin in Kenya, which has been preparing troops to go in to help restore order in Haiti. The country has already sworn in its interim prime minister, and paramilitary groups have taken control of the capital, Port-au-Prince, after months of violence and misery. And the Canadian forces have been training support teams. Paul Hunter reports on that from Kingston, Jamaica.
It's the late stages of a month-long training program by Canadian forces, helping troops from Jamaica, Belize, and Bahamas prepare for a deployment to Haiti. The training is to help troops from the three Caribbean countries act as a support team for troops from Kenya, who are expected to lead the way into Haiti, which has been spiraling ever more out of control, with well-armed paramilitary groups having effectively taken control of the capital. From Canada, the training has included first aid in a combat zone and peacekeeping. And on this, the final day of training for the roughly 300 Caribbean troops, Mission Commander Tariq Massous, deployed from Ottawa, told CBC News,
"So I feel good about it. It is absolutely a tremendous commitment by Canada."
Exactly when the Kenyan troops and those now trained by Canadians will go in remains unclear. Paul Hunter, CBC News, Kingston, Jamaica.
India's parliamentary elections have entered their second round. Today's polling will be held for 88 of the total 543 seats in the lower house of parliament, with 160 million people eligible to vote. And there are long lines of voters braving 40-degree temperatures to cast their ballot. Polls suggest Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party will win a comfortable majority. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction in a New York rape case has been overturned by the state's highest court. The court ruled he did not get a fair trial. That case gave major fuel to the Me Too movement. Thursday night, its founder, Tamara Burke, expressed anger about the ruling.
"The movement is doing what we're supposed to do. We are out here educating, organizing, building a strong movement. But what does our judicial system need to do? After everything they've seen, after all the evidence, after all the testimony, after all the narrative, what do they need to do differently? Right? They need to do their work."
Manhattan's district attorney is expected to retry Weinstein. He won't be getting out of prison, though. He's serving a 16-year term on a California sex assault conviction. Two 14-year-olds have been arrested in Halifax and charged with second-degree murder. The charges are related to an attack on a 16-year-old in a shopping mall parking lot. Ahmed Al-Marak came to Canada from Syria 8 years ago. He was found injured outside the Halifax shopping center Monday afternoon and died in hospital a short time later. Police say they believe the killing was not a random act. The teens are scheduled to appear in Halifax Youth Court today. A Quebec family says it has finally located their loved one's remains after the wrong body was sent home to them from Cuba. Faraj Al-Jarjour died last month while on a family vacation in Varadero. The family says they've now learned his body ended up in Russia, Alison Northcott reports.
"He told me, your father in Russia."
After days of desperate calls looking for answers, Karam Jarjour says the Canadian government has confirmed his father's body ended up in Russia and that he's been buried. He says Canada is working to bring his remains home.
"We need to wait like more time now. The situation is complicated.
Faraj Al-Jarjour died of a heart attack last month while vacationing with his family in Cuba. His family paid $10,000 to the Canadian government to facilitate the transfer of Jarjour's remains back to Canada through a Cuban agency. But they were sent the wrong body. The Cuban government has since apologized. The federal government says its consular services and global affairs continue to help and support the family. Jarjour's funeral was supposed to be this week, but it was cancelled, and the family is still waiting to find out when they'll be able to say a proper goodbye. Alison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.